Short memories are in need as the Brewers do a rematch with the Cubs tonight at the Friendly Confines. A game you can hear right here on WTMJ. As always, joining us live, Brewers 360, sponsored by Imperial Service Systems and New Mail Medical Center. It is the skipper, manager, Craig Counsell. Happy New Year, sir. Good to have you back on the air with us.
All right. Good morning, guys. Thank you.
Tough one last night again, and a trend continues. Lots of strikeouts, no offense. It's a small sample size, obviously, Craig, but it's got to furrow the brow a bit to see the lack of production at the dish.
Yeah, I mean, it's four games, and that's 15 at bats for each guy. So we haven't scored a bunch of runs, and we will. You want to score runs, and at the start of the season, it gets magnified a little bit, but we'll score runs.
Craig, you talked a lot through the spring about missing the home crowds, and the home crowd was certainly on display over the weekend and certainly on Thursday for the dramatic extra inning comeback victory. Did you miss the road crowds, and what was the heckling like at Wrigley last night? Was that something you missed over the course of 60 games last year?
The crowd was good at Wrigley. It was it's just the background noise for most of the game, and then excitement at other parts of it. The heckling is really, it's kind of here and there, and not necessarily a big deal, but it's the roar of the crowd and the energy that people bring in a game. That's what you miss, and we got it back. So far in all four games, you felt it.
Well, it's like being at a restaurant where, if you're the only couple in the place and you're having a conversation, everybody can hear what you're saying. But last year, I remember the game against the Cubs, I think it was, early on in the pandemic, and everybody could hear everybody chirping, and it got a little saucy there for a second. I would imagine that background noise, that din of the crowd, does that have the dugouts going again?
Yeah, it does. And then that's a great way to put it. And that's exactly how it feels. That crowd noise is, and it's energy. The people bring energy, and so that's back, and we're all grateful for it.
So, Craig, we talked a little bit about the offense struggling, but Christian just looks a heck of a lot more comfortable in the early proceedings this year than he did really at any point in the 60 games last year. What do you think his mentality is through these first couple of games? He's obviously got a couple of big knocks, but how is he adjusting after a disappointing 2020?
Yeah, he's all good. He's been pitched really tough. Last night he got pitched really tough, I thought. He got rung up on a ball. But, he's in a great place, and he's going to have a great year. His batting practice yesterday was like very few I've ever seen in my life, where he was hitting the ball in Wrigley Field. So he's going to have a great season. I'm confident in it, and when he breaks out, it's going to be a big part of us scoring runs.
What are you expecting out of your starting pitcher tonight? Obviously, the first couple of games have had a mixed results, and once again, early sample size, but Freddie Peralta getting the ball, what are you expecting out of him? I'm guessing more consistency than he's displayed over the last couple of seasons.
Well, I mean, Freddie's a very young player, and so Freddie broke into the big leagues at 21. He's got a lot of experience under his belt. He's got playoff experience under his belt. He's got lots of success under his belt. So, this is a time when he's at a perfect position to develop and break out this year. And so we're going to be patient with Freddie, but he's going to be a really good starting pitcher for us. And I'm anxious to get his season started because I think he's going to have a really good season.
And then last thing for you, Craig, you guys were obviously busy last night, so I'm sure you didn't catch Aaron Rodgers' debut on Jeopardy, but who would you pick in your clubhouse to host Jeopardy? Who do you think would be the best at that?
Oh, there's no question, Brent Suter. he is the most qualified. He would be entertaining. He'd be like Alex Trebek and Jim Carrey combined. So there'd be some humor and some great knowledge in there.
That would be a combo platter to see. Well, Craig Counsell, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. Brewers 360, our first edition of the campaign. We'll talk to you a week from today, sir.
You got it.